Hello and welcome back to All Parsha. I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Gnak, and we are studying the lessons and learning of the Kli Yakar on Chumash. This week's Parsha is Parshas Veschanan, which includes probably the most famous pasuk in the entire Chumash. We read it multiple times a day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. And Rashi comments on this, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, Velo Elokei Umos. God is ours now. Hashem is Elokeinu, only our God right now, but he is not accepted by the nations of the world. Hu Asa Diyos Hashem Echad. In the future, the time of Mashiach, he will be the only God who will be accepted by the entire world. And that means that when we recite this tefillah, when we recite this pasuk each day in Shema, so that's what we're supposed to be thinking. We're supposed to be thinking that Hashem is only one, even though we only accept him right now. The Kli Yakar, sometimes he paves his own path, and he goes in a different direction than the earlier commentaries, earlier Mefarshim. In this instance, he adds depth to Rashi's comment. And he says that to understand more deeply what Rashi means over here, that Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, that Hashem is only our God right now, we need to focus on the names used representing Hashem. First, Hashem, Yudke Vavke, and Elokeinu, meaning our God. And he cites the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that right now, there are two brachos. There's a bracha which is recited when good things happen. You have a wonderful news, you win the lottery. Say the bracha tova meitiv. God is good to us. And there's another bracha which is recited when bad things happen to us. When somebody loses a relative at the funeral, so the bracha of Dayana Emes, Hashem is the true judge, is recited. And the Gemara says that these two brachos are really opposites of each other. There's the good events and the bad events. But the Gemara says that in the future, only one bracha is going to be recited, because in the future, at the time of Mashiach, when full clarity is given to humanity, everything that we experience will be understood for the goodness that it is, for the goodness that Hashem is giving us. And so the only bracha which will be recited in the future is the bracha of HaTov V'Hameitiv. That's the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun. With that Gemara in mind, the Kli Yakar says that the name Hashem, the name Yudke Vavke, the name Hashem represents Rachmim, represents mercy, and the name Elokeinu represents Din, represents judgment and stricture. And what we're saying is that right now we perceive Hashem's interaction with humanity, with us, as two things, as Hashem and as Elokeinu, as Rachmim, as Din, as mercy and judgment, as good and bad, Tov and Ra. And because of that, because of the chaos, because of the instability that gives us, that we experience by not seeing everything as directly the hand of Hashem, not perceiving everything as the goodness of God. Because of that, the nations of the world, those who do not accept Hashem, so they say that there are multiple powers in the universe. Going back to the concepts of paganism and pantheism, that each god controls a different aspect. In this theoretical structure, there's the god of good and the god of bad. And they don't understand that it's all Hashem. And because of that unclarity, all the other nations of the world have rejected the Hashem of the Jews, the Hashem of monotheism. And so Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is only our God. But in the future, the reason the world is going to change how it responds to Hashem's interactions, how it reflects on the meeting of divinity, and how it channels the energies of religion at the time of Mashiach, when the universe accepts Hashem and sees Hashem and processes Hashem, Hashem is going to be Achad. The reason that happens is because we're going to see, we as a humanity are going to see that Hashem Elokeinu, the Hashem of Rachim, the Hashem of Din, what we see as good and what we see as bad, we're going to get full clarity and recognize that Hashem is only Echad, only one, one unitary being. So what we know, but we don't actually experience yet, even the Jews don't actually experience everything is good. We don't have that full clarity. But when we achieve it and we share it at the time of Mashiach with the entire world, automatically they will accept Hashem as God. And what the Kli Yakar is saying over here is that the rejection of Hashem is because of the chaos of the human experience. And unless you were told it, unless you are part of the Am HaNivchar who got the Torah, who understood Hashem, who selected Hashem, and then Hashem chose us back, unless you're part of that, you can't really experience the yoke of O Malchus Shemayim. You can't really experience the choosing of Hashem as one because there is so much chaos. There is so much good and there is so much bad. You know, a couple of years ago, my son turned 6 and I went to his classroom in first grade, and the way it worked in the classroom was that the birthday child interviewed the parent at the birthday party, and my son, and they like set questions. So they asked my son asked me, if you could have one thing in the world, what would it be? And there's supposed to be this distinction between like what the kid would ask for, what would a 6-year-old kid ask for? They asked for something, a game, a toy, a ball, something really exciting for a 6-year-old. And my son asked me this question. I had to think about it. If I could have one thing, what would it be? And the thing that I felt I really wanted was clarity. If only we understood what's going on around us. What does Hashem want from us in all different types of situations? You know, we stand right after the Tisha B'Av experience of earlier this week and right before Shabbos Nachamu. And as we reflect on that journey from Tisha B'Av to Nachamu, from destruction to rebuilding, that's the reflection of this pasuk, Hashem Elokeinu, when there's so much chaos and so much unclarity. But Nachamu, Nechama, rejuvenation is about Hashem Echad. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.